We were discussing yesterday, Yoshvei Kranos, we were discussing fun and leisure in Jewish culture from the medieval period to the present. We have been discussing jousting as a form of recreation, a spectator sport. Mentioned that Tosus says that Bachurim, used to joust at weddings as a form of entertainment, as a form of Simchas Chasen V'Kala. Just want to elaborate a bit on the context of that. Tosus is making the point that they used to hit each other, he says. They would ride on horses against each other and hit each other. The question is, they would occasionally cause damage to each other. And the question is, are they liable civilly, Choshen Mishpat, for the damage that they cause? Tosus says not, because this was a minhag, this was a common practice, machma simcha, a minhag out of joy and out of celebration of the wedding. This is actually, essentially, the basis for a perhaps better-known ruling that appears in Hilchos Purim. Rama brings in a couple of places that if people cause injury to each other, property injury, maybe even personal injury, at least minor injury, not deliberately, on Purim, then they are exempt because that's the minhag, machma simcha, what I like to call the rowdy partier's defense. But this is a halacha anyway that Tosfos says, other Rishonim say, the Rishonim of Ashkenaz, that if that's the minhag, then we have a certain leeway, a certain dispensation, not to hold each other liable for damage. One other reference to jousting in the Rishonim, I think it's a Rav Yah, one of the German Rishonim talks about a case, comes up kind of peripherally, says that Reuven had Shimon's arms and armor, which he went to use in a tournament, at which point they were taken from him, and it's some complicated question. It was a mashkin, I think, and there was a halva, and the question was whether he was chayiv and how much he was chayiv, but just apparently it's a perfectly normal, non-eyebrow-raising thing for a Jew to bring armor to a tournament to participate in it. Didn't really bat an eyelash. It wasn't relevant to the shayla, I guess. Moving from jousting to another popular medieval form of entertainment, hunting and hawking. Hunting or using birds, hawks and falcons to catch prey. This was done both to get food to eat, but more importantly, I think if you were rich and could afford specially trained falcons and hawks, this was a form of recreation. A couple of two or three famous comments in the Rishonim, not maybe famous by people who like these things, but comments in the Rishonim about hawking. Rabbi Nathan Slifkin, others bring it. There's a fascinating 84-page paper by Lior Jacoby about this. About one comment that the Rishonim say is when Rabbeinu Tam wanted to eat the birds that his hawk or falcon would catch, the problem is a halacha of drasa, that if certain birds of prey, pounce on a bird that you want to eat, they make the bird a trefa because the claws dig in and inject poison. So when Rabbeinu Tam wanted to eat these birds, Rabbeinu Tam, some traditions say other Rishonim, they would have little silver shoes or like gloves that they would put on around the claws of the bird of prey so it wouldn't be able to dig its claws into the bird you wanted to eat and kill it with poison. Why exactly Rabbeinu Tam was engaged in this hawking just for fun when he didn't want to eat the birds, not exactly clear. Some have suggested that hawking basically was the medieval form of golf. When you wanted to hang out with the rich and powerful and make deals, you did it over golf. Rabbeinu Tam was wealthy. Rabbeinu Tam was an important community leader. And if you wanted to deal with the nobility, you did it over a few hours of sport, enjoyment of hawking. Hard to know really what was going on, but hawking was apparently known to the French Rishonim. Most famous tshuva on hunting actually is not in the medieval period. The most famous tshuva on recreational hunting is the Noda B'Yehuda. Noda B'Yehuda was asked, 18th century, about a rich Jew, a rich and aristocratic Jew, who had lots of money, and he had forests, and he had all kinds of animals in his forests, and he wanted to do what rich people did at that time. Again, for fun, they went hunting, recreationally. Noda B'Yehuda discusses whether there's anything wrong with doing that for a God-fearing Jew who wants to do the right thing. He discusses a number of problems, he says. Maybe it's baltashkes, you're killing the animals, maybe it's tzar balechayim. Those problems don't overly concern him. He says it's a toeles, the person enjoys hunting. Other reasons why there might not be baltashkes or tzar balechayim. However, he says he has two objections. One of them is, he says, very pointedly, he says, the two famous biblical characters who were hunters were Esav and Nimrod. Hunting is not an occupation for a good Jewish boy, he says. Alpi Musar, he says, it's not right. You enjoy yourself. You make sport out of killing animals, he says. That's not an appropriate way to have fun. Additionally, he says, hunting is dangerous. You go into the forest, you risk your life, you know, the wild animals around, he says. Now, if you're doing it for Parnassa, he says, if you're making your living hunting animals, then there's a certain dispensation, which we'll perhaps get into a little bit more tomorrow, about a person has a certain heter from the Torah, a certain dispensation to engage in potentially risky activities to earn his daily bread. But just for leisure, he says, to risk your life hunting just for fun, That is not appropriate.